And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos Whitfield, Communications Specialist. Listen to Pulitzer Prize-winning author Sonia Nazario talk about her writing process at the Texas A&M International University Voices in the Monte Writer Series, Talk on Craft, Friday, September 25th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the Student Center, Room 236. The university community and general public are invited to listen in to Nazario from 9 to 10:30 a.m. Communication students and faculty are encouraged to attend from 10:30 to 11 a.m. as Nazario will discuss journalism ethics and how she handled them during her research and experience while writing the book. There is no admission to this event. It is sponsored by the TAMU Writing Center and Laredo Food for Thought Foundation. Nazario wrote Enrique's Journey, the featured book for the 2009 One City, One Book series. She has 20 years reporting and writing experience as a projects reporter for the Los Angeles Times, mostly on social issues such as hunger, drug addiction, and immigration. Her 2003 story about a Honduran boy's struggle to find his mother in the U.S., Enrique's Journey, won more than a dozen awards. The story expanded into a book and became a national bestseller and won two book awards. For more information, please contact the TAMU Writing Center at 956-326-2883 or click on tamu.edu/writing center. Learn leadership skills before graduating from a university through leadership opportunities at TAMU. Opportunities include Honor Council Student Member and Student Conduct Board Member. Application deadline is Friday, September 25th. Other opportunities include Freshman Leader, Orientation Leaders, and Leadership TAMU. Application deadline is Friday, October 2nd. Applications are available at tamu.edu/studentaffairs. There are some new faces on campus this fall at TAMU, and they're quite furry. They're TAMU student service dogs. A service dog is a specially trained assistance dog that is trained to perform tasks to help a person who has a disability. The addition of assistance dogs to the campus has prompted an on-campus change in etiquette. When coming in contact with service dogs, it's important to follow certain etiquette because you're not just dealing with a dog, explained Rita Hernandez, counselor, TAMU Office of Student Counseling Services. It's proper etiquette to speak to the service dog owner before thinking of greeting the dog. It is also not in the best interest to pet the service dog or touch its owner without asking permission. Touching the service dog might distract it from its work, and touching the person might be interpreted as an assault by the service dog, explained Hernandez. For more information about service dogs at TAMU, call the Office of Counseling and Disability Services for Students at 956-326-2230. A major report from the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development released today indicates that as a result of worsening of the financial and economic crisis in 2008, prospects for global foreign direct investment remain gloomy. The World Investment Report 2009, an annual study of worldwide investment trends, estimates that FDI inflows will fall from about $17 trillion U.S. dollars in 2008 to below $1.2 trillion in 2009. Recovery is expected to be slow in 2010, reaching no more than $1.4 trillion, but gathering momentum in 2011 to approach $1.8 trillion. The report, known as the WIR, is subtitled Transnational Corporations, Agricultural Production and Development. TAMU A.R. Sanchez Jr. School of Business researcher Dr. Taghi Saghafi-Najjad, Radcliffe Kellam Distinguished Professor of International Business and Director for the Center of Study of Western Hemisphere Trade, said the report is considered one of the major harbingers of the world's economy. The Laredo release of the report was the only such release in the U.S. Information will be posted online at unp.un.org. For additional information, contact Dr. Saghafi-Najjad at 956-326-2547.
You've been listening to ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tamu.edu or click on www.tamu.edu. Thanks for listening.